The Hot FM Breakfast Show.
Talking about a guy that's part of the New York Fire Department. His nickname is Tragic Johnson, and it's not because maybe he fell down the stairs or he stuffed up somehow in his end of year exams for the fiery college. No, no, no. This is the fact that he's scared of fire. You heard right. A firefighter that's terrified of fire. It's not just a little bit of a fear. It's crippling. He doesn't show up on scene when there is a mayday call. He disappears. He goes AWOL and nobody ever knows where he gets to, which is a massive problem being a firefighter. People need you there. People need you there to help them, to save their life. And if you don't show up when you're called to a house fire, that could be dangerous. But it got me thinking, surely he's not alone. He can't be the only person out there that's actually scared of their own job. On 13, 12, 16, Ross, what were your thoughts?
I used to be a firefighter, and I think most firefighters are scared of fires. As part of the, if you're not scared of a fire, then there's something wrong with you.
Really?
Absolutely. It puts you, it makes you aware of your surroundings and what's going on. I think if there was anyone that wasn't frightened of a fire, then yeah, I'd be frightened of them, to be quite honest.
However, this guy's too frightened to even go in. So he doesn't go in and help people, which is a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, no, he's taken that a little bit overboard. But generally speaking, there wouldn't be too many firefighters that aren't afraid of fires.
That's an interesting point. Thanks for your call. Caroline, on 13, 12, 16, do you know someone that's scared of their own job?
I know a student at the training organisation I work for who came in wanting to do a security course, but he did mention that he was scared of the dark.
Oh, no. And that's kind of, yes. Oh, I shouldn't laugh, but that's kind of a big part of the job, isn't it?
It would be, without a doubt.
Did he continue on and go through with his course?
Yes. We were just a bit gobsmacked. We didn't know what to say.
I bet. Okay, cool. Note to self, next time I need to hire a security guard to guard my business or my house of a night time, definitely don't hire that guy.
This is the Hot FM Breakfast Show.